Let's talk about being prepared. These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last moment. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. We strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source I use for emergency food planning. And right now, you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive. And saving $50 is impossible to pass up. But supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithx22.com and stock up now. That is preparewithx22.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. Let's talk about investing. Now, spring is here and it's time for a dust off. The mower needs sorting, the garden looks wrecked, and the barbecue needs some work. You might enjoy doing these jobs, but if you don't or can't, you're going to need to pay someone, and that takes money. Let's face it, putting money aside for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to get out of doing the lawn yourself. That way you can visit the kids, hike the trail, or play golf like your friends are all doing. Noble Gold can help with that by investing in precious metals along with other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2444, and today's date is April 4th, 2021, and the title of the episode is, Do You See His Plan? How Do the People Take Back the Power and Crush the Deep State System? Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, what we are witnessing, we're witnessing everything being exposed to the American people and the world, and the Patriots are doing this through the economy, through the border, pretty much through everything that we see today. And as time goes by and more happens, more and more people are waking up. More and more people are questioning what is going on, especially with the economy. Remember, during the pandemic, pretty much all manufacturing was done out of China and other countries. People saw what happened. When a catastrophe hits, it brought manufacturing to its knees. Companies decided, well, we can't have this because if everything is centralized and there are problems, what do we do? And then all of a sudden, companies decided, we're going to move our manufacturing plants out of China. We're going to move them to other places just in case, decentralize. And Trump gave some companies some incentives to do this. To move out or move back to the United States. And I do believe this was the first phase to show the people that globalism does not work. And then we had the Suez Canal, where a ship got lodged in the Suez Canal, blocked everything up, and other ships couldn't make their deliveries. Everything came to a screeching halt. Right now, Egypt is saying they lost $1 billion from the Suez Canal blockage. In total, $50 billion in global trade was disrupted by the six-day blockage. 6 days, $50 billion. Now, we can see what the central banks, what the deep state has done with this pandemic. Yes, there are many agendas associated with it. We know it had to do with the election. We know it had to do with bringing Biden back into power, actually the deep state back into power. It had to do with the Great Reset, shutting down the economies. And we can see that the agenda was to enslave the people and bring the economies down to a crashing halt. Now, the problem with all of this is that Trump countered this with a vaccine. That was the purpose of this, was it was to counter what they were trying to do. Now, it's up to the people if they want to take it or not. With a 99.9X curable rate, I don't see any reason why you need to take it, because how is that going to improve the situation? It won't. But Trump, he knew the only way to stop their agenda and to remove the cover story was to counter it. And that's exactly what he did. Remember, during the pandemic, Trump said, if we just open up, the economy would just snap back. And that's what we're seeing right now. Right now, China, yes, China has snapped back. The United States has snapped back. Now, Europe, they're trying to maintain control over Europe. They're trying to keep it from opening up. They want it locked down because this is part of their plan. This is part of the Great Reset. It's about destroying the economy. They don't like what the United States is doing because this is a wrinkle in their plan. And think about their plan. The central bank, the deep state, they created a pandemic and they shut down the world economy. What did governments have to do? They had to borrow money. Why? For stimulus. What does the central bank like to do? It likes to put countries into debt. And then what? Then they want the governments to turn around and tax the people, to enslave the people in their system. What do we see happening today? The central bank, the deep state, they created the pandemic. The governments said, okay, we need to create stimulus. We need to help the people out. So that means they had to borrow from the private Western central bank with interest attached. And it wasn't a billion, wasn't 10 billion. It was trillions and trillions of dollars. And now, enter Biden. Why do you think he was talking about a tax plan? Why do you think Pete Buttigieg is out there saying, we're going to tax you for every mile? Why do you think the IMF is out there now and they're saying, we need to tax everyone? Now, they're coming out with surveys saying that, yes, the people want to be taxed. I can't believe there's one survey out there where the people say, yes, tax me more. I want more of my income to go to taxes. It doesn't even make sense. Actually, we know that the taxing part doesn't work because Illinois, they have about 6,963 taxing bodies, but the state is always broke. They have pension plan problems. And you know what they say? Oh, we know how to fix it. More taxes. Does it fix it? No, it does not. But we can see that the central bank, this was their plan. This was their plan for the Great Reset all along. But the problem is they're missing that cover story. The cover story of the pandemic. It wasn't supposed to end right now. Yes, it is ending here in the United States. It's coming to a screeching halt. Why? Because Trump countered it. Now they have a problem. Because Europe, they're still trying to lock down their people. They're trying to destroy the economy. Here in the United States, the economy is bouncing back. It makes no sense. And now it leaves the central bank establishment out in the open where everyone can see what is going on. So what did Axios do? Probably following the instructions of the deep state, the central bank. They came out with an article letting everyone know why the Fed is a good thing and why printing a lot of money doesn't always lead to a financial disaster. And why they're trying to take back control. Now, we're going to read through some of this, and you're going to see how panicked they really are. Now, it starts off that the Fed is now taking action on climate and race. Now, this is not part of the Fed's mandate, but the Fed has to take on climate and race. Why? Because Trump came into the picture, and he ruined their plan. Remember, they had a 16-year plan. He was president for four, which means he undid everything that they had, and now they have to put it back and then fast forward 4 years because they're behind. They're 4 years behind. And this is why you can see everything so clearly. And without the cover story of the pandemic, they're left out in the open where everyone can see what is happening. So now they're looking at climate and race, which is not part of the Fed's mandate. And then if we move on to number three, it says everything is old, is new again. And they're talking about bubbles for the past 250 years, how that's been associated with loose monetary policy. And this is what it says in this part of the article. It says the big picture, not all bubbles end in crisis, although many do. They're trying to explain to everyone that, yes, we're in this major, major bubble. But remember, all bubbles don't bring us to a crisis. They're trying to tell everyone that we're okay, which means we're not. And then they go on to number four, which is the money spigot. And it says the central bank balance sheets over time. And it shows that the central banks, they are printing like crazy since 2020. It's just like a straight line up. And they're saying that they're going to have to continue to do this. It's never going to end. Why? Because if they end the stimulus, if they end what they're doing, the entire system falls apart. And then they move into number five, which is not trusting the Fed. And they tried to make the case that people actually trust the Fed, but those people who don't understand or know what the Fed is, those are the people that normally don't trust it. So they're trying to convince everyone that you need to trust the Fed. Why would they do this? Because they're panicking. And in the last one, it tells you everything you need to know. It tells you what they're really trying to get at here. They're panicking because Trump took away their cover story of the pandemic, destroying the economies across the globe. And this way, no one would blame it on the central bank. They'd blame it on the governments for borrowing a lot of money, stimulus, not managing everything correctly. But in the last one, it says Biden returns to political norms on Fed decisions. Now, remember, going back, Trump took control over the Fed, brought the Fed into the Treasury. Why do you think Janet Yellen is running the Treasury, a former Fed head? Because they have Powell, they have Yellen, and they need to bring the Fed back to where it was. And if you read this, this is what it says. The modern Fed is designed to operate free of political pressure, as codified in 1951 agreement with the U.S. Treasury Department. That gives monetary policy to the Fed and fiscal policy to the Treasury. What's changed? Former President Trump regularly blistered the Fed and Chairman Jay Powell, who was picked by Trump himself. It was unprecedented and raised concerns that the Fed politicalization would become the new norm. The bottom line, Trump may have overtly politicized the Fed, but it was only temporary. Translation, Trump took control over the Fed. He was controlling what the Fed did, and now they needed to bring it back to where it was, where they are in control. Did Trump do this on purpose? Absolutely. Why? Why did he take control of the Fed? Why did he push his agenda, telling the Fed they must lower the interest rates and start stimulus? Because go back to 2018, what was their plan? To raise interest rates until the economy fell apart. Their plan was to unload their balance sheet, which would destroy the economy under Trump's presidency. Trump took control of the Fed because he knew eventually he was going to need control over it all to make sure the economy was doing well under him. He had the magic wand. Now Janet Yellen is there. She has to undo everything that Trump has done. And they need to have the Fed independent once again. Trump did this on purpose. And you can see the Fed now, they're going way past their mandate, which means eventually Congress is going to step in, not the Congress we have now. The new Congress, once everything's said and done, they're going to step in. And I'm talking about when election fraud is out there, when arrests are being made, when those people who are in Congress, they're resigning or people are not electing them once again. We can see a lot of people in the Republican Party, they're not seeking re-election. When we have the new Congress in there, this is going to cause a crisis because the Fed is going way beyond their mandate. Now, the new Congress is going to say, you know something? Maybe we should audit the Fed. Maybe we should see what the Fed is doing because now they're doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. And I do believe Trump is setting up the Fed, and he has been for a very long time, and they've taken the bait, and he's going to create that crisis where it's going to call into question what the Fed is all about and why are they doing this? Why are they going way beyond their mandate? And yes, the new Congress, the new power structure is going to finally look into this, which means the people will have the control. Let's talk about investing. Now, spring is here and it's time for a dust off. The mower needs sorting, the garden looks wrecked, and the barbecue needs some work. You might enjoy doing these jobs, but if you don't or can't, you're going to need to pay someone, and that takes money. Let's face it, putting money aside for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to get out of doing the lawn yourself. That way you can visit the kids, hike the trail, or play golf like your friends are all doing. Noble Gold can help with that by investing in precious metals along with other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last moment. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. We strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source I use for emergency food planning, and right now you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive, and saving $50 is impossible to pass up, but supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithx22.com and stock up now. That is preparewithx22.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. Now, Trump and the Patriots, their entire plan was destroying the deep state system. And we have to remember, the deep state system is not just the swamp in D.C. It has to do with Hollywood, the sports organizations, the mainstream media. You name it, it's worldwide. Yes, corporations are involved in this. And Trump knew that if he just arrested a couple of people, it would have not stopped the deep state. He needed the people on his side. He needed the people to flex their muscle. And during his first 4 years, as we know, he went ahead and he showed the people how good it could be. Through the economy, through the policies that he put into place, he showed the people that it can be different. And then we had Biden come in. And Biden showed the people, and is continually showing the people, what the deep state plan is. Now, during this phase, while Biden is in there, I know a lot of people are getting upset, but this is the whole purpose of it. The purpose of it is to wake people up. And the only way to wake people up that are in a deep sleep is to jolt them. Jolt them awake. And this is exactly what Trump is doing. More and more people are waking up to the fact that what Biden and what the deep state, what the central bank is doing, is not in their best interests. And this is why Trump right now is telling the people to flex their muscle. Yes, we are the silent majority. Yes, millions upon millions upon millions of people voted for Trump. Yes, they cheated in the election. And Trump, he understands how many people do not agree with the deep state policies. Trump is letting us know now it is time to flex our muscle and show the deep state how powerful we are as a people, as one, united as one. Nothing to do with race, but one people under one flag. And how do you do this? How do you flex your muscle and show the deep state and start destroying the deep state system while sitting in your home without violence, without burning down buildings? Well, Trump gave us the message. All we have to do is follow it. And once we come together and we follow it, you're going to see everything start to change. The deep state players, the swamp, will start to realize who's really in control. And we'll be discussing that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to talk about Hunter Biden, because he's trying to clear his name with everything that has been going on. And I think this is just going to get worse for him, because his stories aren't making sense. I don't think people are really buying what he is selling here. I mean, take, for instance, the encounter with the stripper. Now, for a very long time, he said he really didn't know the stripper, or he knew the stripper, but couldn't remember who it was. Said, that's not my child. And remember, this is Miss Roberts, and she took a paternity test, and it turns out that it is his child. Now, he's out there saying that He doesn't even remember sleeping with her. He doesn't remember any of this. It's almost like the laptop. He doesn't remember if it's his laptop. He doesn't remember if he brought it in. It might be Russian collusion. Well, is that the same thing with Miss Roberts? Did Russia come in and extract sperm from him and impregnate Miss Roberts and now it's his kid? I mean, is anyone really believing this? No, but remember, what is on Hunter Biden's laptop? Sex with minors, substance abuse, evidence of money laundering, illegal business dealings, all of it. Everything is there. He's not just going to come out and say, yeah, it's mine. Because people have seen what is on this laptop. Yes, he has signed receipts when he dropped it off. So either someone came in and signed his name or he came in and he signed his name and all we have to do is a signature verification. That's it. But what's very interesting is when you look at Hunter Biden and everything that's been going on with him, then you look at Matt Gaetz. Now, the story is getting crazier and crazier. And I do believe this is a way of bringing out the blackmail angle, informing the American people that blackmail does happen. And I'm not talking about if Gaetz is innocent or guilty. Just the fact that there is blackmail that is going on in Congress, that there are certain powerful individuals that will blackmail certain people and control them. Now, what's very interesting is that the Israeli consulate, they have text messages which they leaked. And there are three screenshots of text between Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, and Jake Novak, media director of the Israeli consulate in New York City. And they were shared with TAC. Now, the messages were authenticated by one of the parties to them. Now, in the first screenshot, Novak messaged Adams last Saturday to tell him about the investigation into Gaetz. In the second, Novak appeared to represent himself as deeply involved in the efforts to free Bob Levinson from Iran, telling Adams, this is screwing up my efforts to free Bob Levinson. Gaetz's dad was secretly finding, he continues, so I am very much wanting this to be untrue. I've got a commando team leader friend of mine nervously waiting for the wire transfer to clear. In the third screenshot, Novak cast doubt on Gaetz' claim that he's being extorted. The real documents do not extort, he writes. And we only asked for $25 million as an estimate at first. We came way down after that. So we have these text messages. The Israeli embassy in New York is involved. So why is the Israeli embassy in New York admitting attempting to extort a sitting U.S. congressman? Something doesn't sit right. And I do believe we'll be finding out a lot more information, but I think this is leading into bringing out the blackmail aspect of certain politicians. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this. Now, what's very interesting down at the border, Biden is having all sorts of problems. The people are seeing this just like they saw the riots during the pandemic. People are questioning this. And people are saying, why are people coming into this country if they keep telling us that we can't go to school, we can't go to the movies, we can't go to concerts, we can't do anything unless we get vaccinated. But we can let people into this country and it doesn't matter. And we can give them a piece of paper and let them fly anywhere in the country or board a Greyhound bus and let them travel to any of the sanctuary cities. Yes, people are questioning this because what they're being fed doesn't make sense anymore. This is the whole point of the plan. It's for the people to start questioning it because that's where it starts. It starts when people say, this doesn't make sense to me. Yes, I was all for Cuomo, but now forget about the sexual harassment. I'm hearing things about the nursing home. Why did he put people into the nursing home and why is there an investigation? Something doesn't make sense. Biden, he's telling us how bad it is. It's a dark winter. Why would he let people into the country if the pandemic is terrible and we have to mask up or put two masks on? Something doesn't make sense. And this is how it begins when people wake up. But Biden, it's becoming so crowded now. There are so many people coming into the country that they need a third military base to house the unaccompanied migrant minors. Now, remember, Biden came out And they said they will not return any children back to their home countries. Well, that's a little ridiculous because there's 1.96 billion children in the world under age 14. So that means the United States is going to receive 1.96 billion children if they would like to send them here? Can the country support this? Does it make any sense? No. This is why Trump is allowing Biden to do all of this. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? This will wake people up like nothing else. This was the whole point of it. And yes, Trump, he's letting us know it is time for the people to flex their muscles. And yes, what's coming over the border are MS-13 gang members. There's drug traffickers. There's human traffickers, child traffickers. Out in Mexico, the authorities of Nuevo León, Mexico, they raided a stash house where cartel-connected human smugglers held 53 Central American migrants. And it included 24 minors. People are seeing all of this. And even if they aren't seeing it, they're hearing it from their friends, just like they heard about the riots, even though the mainstream media wouldn't really show it, even though we were told it was a myth. People see this. And what are we seeing? We're seeing censorship like we've never seen before. It's not going to stop. Actually, it's going to get a lot worse because when other information starts to come out that the social media companies, the mainstream media, they don't want you to see, they don't want the people to see the truth, that's when you're going to see censorship move up about 100 notches. Right now, they're just censoring people they think are going to damage their narrative. I mean, look at the White House right now. Biden, when he goes out there on YouTube, he gets a lot of dislikes. And YouTube said, you know something, we're going to get rid of the dislike part of it because the creators have been telling us that they don't really like it anymore. But the real reason is because every time Biden appears, the dislikes outweigh the likes. I'll give you an example. On April 3rd, 2021, this was the title of the video, a weekly conversation Americans asked the White House about the American Jobs Plan. Now, the official rate that YouTube showed was 410 likes, 5,481 dislikes. But what they did was they manipulated these numbers because the actual numbers were 410 likes and 13,617 dislikes. They removed the dislikes. The manipulation amount was 148.44%. Another video was President Biden delivers remarks on the March jobs report. The official rate was 295 likes, 1,976 dislikes. And YouTube manipulated that number because the real numbers were 295 likes and 16,402 dislikes, 730% manipulation amount. This is how they are censoring. This is how they're trying to control the narrative. And it just doesn't stop there. Lori Loomer, her videos are being put into private mode only. So anyone that butts up against the narrative of the deep state, YouTube is now putting videos in private only mode. And then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Easter Sunday, happy Easter to everyone, they went ahead and they temporarily limited some of her account features for 11 hours and 59 minutes. I believe she said he has risen again, and all of a sudden her account went down. Now, why would they do this? Because they're trying to control everything. And think about when more and more news comes out that goes against their narrative. We're going to see censorship like we've never, ever seen before. I do believe it's going to be a continental communication blackout throughout the United States. Just like during the elections, because think about this. When Maricopa County, once they do the audit, they find anomalies. Do you think the social media companies are just going to say, okay, let them produce the truth, let them show everyone? And then another state goes ahead and does a forensic audit and they find anomalies? What do you think the mainstream media and the social media companies are going to do? They're going to start to censor. And when more and more information comes out with other states doing the same exact thing, it's going to get a lot worse. What do you think is going to happen when Durham produces or unseals his indictments, do you think the mainstream media and the social media companies are just going to let this all go out? No, they're going to try to stop it. They're going to try to shut it down. And what's very interesting is that the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they came out with a tweet and it says, in case of a ransomware attack, having your data adequately backed up offline can eliminate the need to pay ransom money to recover encrypted files. Use our resources to reduce your ransomware risk. Now, we know that they like to use ransomware with Bitcoin. Are they going to try to push something out there that has to do with cryptocurrency? Because we know the private Western Central Bank, they're panicking over that. Or is something else going to happen? Or is this just a message letting everyone know, back up everything, back up your data, because when we have a shutdown, you won't be able to access much. And I'm talking about your emails. I'm talking about social media. I'm talking about anything else that is on the internet, on the wire. So even your cloud data. And remember, when everything, when all else fails and they take down the big social media platforms where they don't want people listening or going to, maybe like Rumble or BitChute, if everything goes down, remember to come to the x22report.com. I do have an email list now. I've had it for a while, that will email you to let you know if something happens. So if everything falls apart, I still have the ability to email you to let you know how to access the X22 report, just in case they bring down the website. So always come back to the x22report.com if things go sideways. Now, we know that things will go sideways because there's a lot of governors now changing the laws. Listen, Biden has been trying to push gun control since he came into office. We know Obama was pushing gun control. He had like the number one mass shootings during his presidency. Soon as Biden came into office, all of a sudden he jumped on saying we need gun control, and every mass shooting there was, they jumped on to that, trying to pass the House bills. But we see certain governors, they are countering all of this. We have Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She signed legislation into law, House File 756. And this is lifting some restrictions to buy or carry handgun in the state for law-abiding citizens. And this was an NRA-backed legislation, and it will take effect on July 1st and eliminates the requirement for law-abiding Iowans to obtain a permit to purchase a handgun from private, non-licensed sources. Additionally, to carry a weapon, people will no longer need a permit for that. So things are definitely changing. And we'll be talking about the election laws in just a minute and where I think this is all going. Now, Biden, he's trying to get everything back to where it was before Trump came into office. Remember Trump, he had a very good relationship with Zelensky in Ukraine. Biden now is trying to maintain control of Ukraine. And he came out and he held his first call with Ukrainian president. And he promises unwavering support, which means I will give you money if you stay quiet because I don't want you releasing anything. Let's talk about your health. Did you know collagen comes from the ancient Greek word for glue? This is because it acts as the glue between our cells and our body's organs. The problem is that the body doesn't produce unlimited amounts of collagen. This is why I recommend healthwithx22.com. This multi-collagen is scientifically backed collection of the highest quality types of collagen our body needs for thick hair, more youthful skin, healthier nails, and pain-free joints. It's flavorless, odorless, and dissolves quickly. Get the multi-collagen for 51% off today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, what's very interesting is that the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Strike Group, they have initiated flight operations in the Eastern Mediterranean to support the continuing campaign against the Islamic State because they're getting word that the Islamic State, they are building back up. Now, don't you find that very interesting? Trump came along and he destroyed the Islamic State with Putin. And now, all of a sudden, Biden comes into office and they're worried about ISIS. And it seems they're trying to make a major comeback. Now, how could this be unless they're being funded again? Which that's exactly what is happening. Now, what's very interesting is that the official CVN-71, they put out a tweet and they said, when you are in the middle of a storm cloud, it's hard to think outside of it. But the only way out of the storm is to ride through it and things will be a lot clearer on the other side. So think about that for a second. We're in a storm cloud right now. Yes, Biden, the deep state, they're pushing their agenda. But we have to push through it. And there's a reason that we're in this storm cloud. It's to bring people to the precipice of destruction, to jolt them out of their deep slumber. This way, once the people start asking questions and people start to wake up, people can start to fight back. Yes, there's a lot of people that have already woken up, and I do believe that Trump has already signaled everyone to start flexing their muscles. We'll be talking about it in just a second. But when we look at this, this is the same ship that Dan Scavino put out in a tweet, CVN 71. So it seems to match. This is the USS Theodore Roosevelt. So when you go to post 71, it says the following, and I took a portion of this post. This is November 4, 2017. It said, why did Barack Obama send billions in cash to Iran? Why wasn't Congress notified? Why was this classified under state secrets? Who has access to state secrets? Where did the planes carrying the cash depart from and land? Did the planes all land in the same location? How many planes carried the cash? Why is this relevant? What does this have to do with North Korea? What does this have to do with Saudi Arabia and the Clinton Foundation? What does this have to do with ISIS? What does this have to do with slush funds? Now, it's very interesting because ISIS is coming back online. Someone now is funding them again. And it seems that this is starting to match up. Now, Mel Q also looked at this and noticed on the back of one of the soldiers' jackets, it has 113. And that refers back to post 26. This is November 1st, 2017. And it says, think about it logically. The only way is the military. Fully controlled, save and spread. Once 11.3 in the back of the jacket, it says 113, verifies as first marker. Biggest advance drop. So you can see that, yes, there are certain operations that are going on, certain things happening that are happening behind the scenes. I do believe everything that we're watching now is part of the plan. Think about it. We were told about voter ID way, way back. We were told about Cuomo and the investigation back in May 2020. What do we see happening today? We see voter ID laws being implemented state after state after state. We see investigations going on that have to do with the nursing homes, that have to do with Cuomo, Whitmer, Murphy, and the rest. So everything that we've been looking at in the past is being proven now in the future. And then we move into the pandemic. And we can see that the deep state, yes, they always had a plan. Their plan was a vaccine passport. Their plan was to control the population, to separate the people. And actually, if you really think about it, those people who have woken up, those people that understand what this pandemic is all about and what they're trying to do, most of these individuals will not take the vaccine. What easier way to see who has woken up and who has not? What easier way is it to separate the people like this? And that brings me to the 10 stages of genocide. Just listen to the 10 stages. And see if it makes sense in what they're trying to do. Number one, classification. People are divided into us and them. Number two, symbolization. People are forced to identify themselves. Are you a vaccinated person or are you an unvaccinated person? Number three, discrimination. People begin to face systematic discrimination. Number four, dehumanization. People equated with animals, vermin, or diseases. Number five, organization. The government creates special groups to enforce the policies. Six, polarization. The government broadcasts propaganda to turn the populace against that group. Number seven, preparation. Official action to remove, relocate people begins. Number eight, persecution. Beginning of murders, theft of property, trial, massacres. Number nine, extermination. Wholesale elimination of that group. Number 10, denial. The government denies that it has committed any crime. I mean, we're not at all these stages, but think about the classification part. Us and them, vaccinated, unvaccinated. Symbolization, people are forced to identify themselves. Think about those people that are on Facebook going, I'm vaccinated, and they hold it up saying that I'm a vaccinated person. And then those people who are not vaccinated, they're discriminated against. Think about what they're trying to do. This is classic 10 steps of genocide. Now, Trump, yes, he developed the vaccine. It was to counter the deep state's mission, the Great Reset, which would have killed a lot of people if they were able to move forward. Remember, you always have a choice. You have free will. The people have free will in what they want to do, if they want to put this in their body or they don't want to put this in their body. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this in a sec. But I just wanted to say that these governors that are implementing these mask mandates, they are now being overturned by the legislative leaders. Here's another state, Kansas. Kansas, they went ahead and said, nope, we're going to have another mask mandate. And the legislative leaders, they revoked Governor Laura Kelly's new mask order and said, we're not doing this. So out in Kansas, they reversed it. Now, remember when this whole pandemic started and Trump came out and he mentioned certain things like light will kill the virus. If you use some type of disinfectant, it would kill the virus. And of course, yes, the mainstream media went crazy over this. New York Times put out an article saying that, you know, Trump, he said light will kill the virus. This is ridiculous. They made fun of him about the disinfectant. They called it bleach. He never said bleach. But then we come to find out that there was a trial of chlorine dioxide in the treatment of COVID-19. And it shows, and this is from Dr. Andreas Kalker, clinical study shows chlorine dioxide is fully effective treatment against COVID-19. Now, chlorine dioxide is a disinfectant. And Trump said we would be able to use this to kill the virus. He was right. Same thing with sunlight. It turns out Trump was right again, because sunlight could be leveraged to destroy the virus. First, there was a team of academics at the UC Santa Barbara found that the coronavirus is inactivated by sunlight as much as 8 times faster than current theoretical modeling had anticipated. And the USC Santa Barbara assistant professor of mechanical engineering, Paolo Luzzatto Fegiz, analyzed studies exploring the effects of different forms of UV radiation on SARS-CoV-2 and found a significant discrepancy, showing that, yes, sunlight will destroy COVID. Now, that's very interesting. All that is coming true. And then we had General Flynn come out, and he said the following. Vaccines, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, it's a choice like any other. That's all. No one should be forced. We don't need vaccination IDs. Instead, we need voter registration IDs. We also need term limits. The entrenchment of politicians on both sides must end. Restaurants and other small businesses should reopen if they can still afford to. Businesses get back in business. Churches should also reopen. Opening up the lifeblood of America, churches and small businesses, needs a shot in the arm. Not all humans face it. Ivermectin is being used effectively throughout the world, but nothing on the mainstream media discusses it unless it's negative. By the way, are any of the vaccines FDA approved yet? Asking for a friend. Now think about what he said. There are cures already out there, and there's no reason for a vaccine. And you have a choice. Now out of New Mexico, they put a cease and desist all COVID-19 vaccine mandates. And this is what it says. Let's talk about your health. The keto diet is one of the quickest ways to achieve a younger looking appearance and burn fat. The diet has been shown time and time again in studies to flatten stomachs, burn belly fat, and give unparalleled anti-aging benefits. The problem, however, is that following a strict keto diet is difficult, if not impossible, for the average person. Eating just one bite of the wrong type of food or supplement can reverse the effects of all the hard work you put in that day. That's why I highly recommend my favorite Keto Power. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get keto with X22 for 51% off now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Experimental COVID-19 vaccines have not gone through the full Food and Drug Administration approval process and are authorized for emergency use only. According to the FDA, 21 U.S. Code 360BBB-3, authorization for medical products for use in emergencies. Medical products which have been granted emergency use authorization may not be compulsory and must be voluntary only after full informed consent. Thus, mandate of experiment COVID-19 vaccine or any other pressure or coercion to consent to them violates federal law. Private businesses are liable for damages caused by the experimental shots if employees are not given full freedom of choice without threat of consequences. Government officials who impose COVID-19 vaccine mandates can be held personally liable for violating federal law, which requires voluntary and full informed consent to any product marketed under the emergency use authorization. So everything that they're doing right now with you must get a vaccine to get on a ship, you must get a vaccine to do this, it's against federal law. Actually, it's also against the Nuremberg Code. You think this was set up? Because who put all this into place for emergency use? Trump. So the people do not have to consent to any of this because it's not fully approved. And private businesses are liable for damages caused by the experimental shots if employees or anywhere else are not given full freedom of choice. So once again, a corporation can't tell you what to put in your body. And what does this tell you? It tells you that the people have the freedom to choose. Yes, there's something out there that counters the agenda of the deep state, the central bank. But the people, they also have the ability and the freedom to say, I don't want to take it. The choice is up to every single person, not the corporations, not the government. Now, what's very interesting with this election, we can see that out in Arizona, Maricopa County, they want to do a forensic audit. And yes, the county supervisors are trying to stop them because they don't want anyone to look at it. In Georgia, we see Raffensperger. He filed a legal brief to prevent real audit of ballots from the 2020 election. Why would he do this unless he's trying to hide something? Now, he doesn't want to give everyone the actual ballots. He wants to give them the ballot images, the photos of the ballots. But you can't do a forensic audit on the ballot images. So right there, he's trying to sidestep this so they really can't see what happened there. Remember, the cover-up always gets you. The more these individuals press to stop what's happening with the forensic audit, the worse it's going to get for them. Because once it happens, everyone's going to know they did this on purpose. They knowingly tried to stop this because they knew that the signatures weren't going to match up, that a lot of the ballots were fake. And Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they know this. The cover-up always gets you. But we see a lot of states now, they're taking on voter ID laws. Wyoming right now, their legislator, they approved voter ID bill. Think about it. Georgia, Arizona, Wyoming. Texas already had it, but they already put into place other laws. All these states are starting to implement voter ID laws. And they keep telling us that the people, they don't want voter ID law. Well, there have been some polls that were taken, and 72% of Americans, they want voter ID. Actually, out in Georgia, where we have Joe Biden out there telling us this is despicable, it's not American-like to have voter ID in Georgia. The people don't want it. Well, out in Georgia, they did a poll. Do you know 75% of Georgia voters, they support requiring a photo ID to vote? I mean, think about all the corporations that are out there telling you that we don't want a voter ID. It's racist. Well, let's take PayPal. You want to open an account in PayPal? Do you have to show an ID? Yes, you do. If you want to open up a bank account, do you have to show an ID? If you want to get on a plane, do you need an ID? Yes, you do. But not for an election? But everything they're doing, that would be racist, wouldn't it? Because they're asking for an ID. No, they have an agenda. And you can see some of these companies, they're pushing their agenda. Now, Trump, he put out a couple of statements. This one is for baseball. It says baseball is already losing tremendous number of fans. And now they leave Atlanta with their all-star game because they're afraid of the radical left Democrats who do not want voter ID, which is desperately needed to have anything to do with our elections. Boycott baseball and all the woke companies that are interfering with free and fair elections. Are you listening, Coke, Delta, and all? Then he went on and talked about the radical left Democrats, their cancel culture. And this is what he said. For years, and this was April 3rd, 2021, for years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from that company is done or stated in a way that offends them. Now they're going big time with woke cancel culture and our sacred elections. It is finally time for Republicans and conservatives to fight back. We have more people than they do by far. Boycott Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, Viacom, CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. Don't go back to their products until they relent. We can play the game better than them. They didn't even get approval of state legislators, which is mandated under the U.S. Constitution. They rigged and stole our 2020 presidential election, which we won by a landslide. And then on top of that, boycott and scare companies into submission. We never submit, never give up. The radical left will destroy our country if we let them. We will not become a socialist nation. Happy Easter. Think about what he just said there. We'll be coming back to this in just a second. But I want to just go to Representative Mike Lee and Ted Cruz. Well, Mike Lee, he tweeted this out about Major League Baseball. He said, why does the Major League Baseball still have antitrust immunity? It's time for the federal government to stop granting special privileges to specific favored corporations, especially those that punish their political opponents. So they're looking to get rid of their antitrust exemption. And what is the MLB's antitrust exemption? Well, it's been in place since 1922, and this was during the Supreme Court decision, and they ruled that the league is a sport and not a business. But the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, the National Hockey League, they don't have the same exemption. So Major League Baseball, I don't think they need that anymore. Now, what's very interesting is going back to what we just said about the radical left. There's a couple lines in here that I think are very important. And I do believe that Trump is sending a message to the silent majority. It's time to flex our muscle. He even told us there's more of us than there are of them. And he did this on purpose. Remember, the mainstream media, the D's, what they're pushing is the minority. The majority does not agree with this. And now Trump is telling us that it is finally time to fight back because we have more people than they do. This is why going back in time, it was the silent majority, the parades, the boat parades, the tractor parades, the car parades, people parading down the street with Trump flags. We can play the game better than they can. What does this mean? It means flex your muscle and show them who is in power. How do you do that? You don't watch their games. You don't buy their products. And guess what happens? Their ratings plummet. Their sales go down. You keep doing it until they say, we give. That's how you break their system. Remember, their system is much, much larger than people think. Their system is the sport franchises, Hollywood, the mainstream media. Yes, those swamp creatures in DC. And this is the beginning stage. Why do you think Trump is going to be holding rallies again? To make the deep state panic, to bring the people back together, to hear a message. Let me continue with Trump's statements that he has been putting out. So this was April 2nd, 2021. And it says, why is it that every time the 2020 election fraud is discussed, the fake news media consistently states that such charges are baseless, unfounded, unwarranted, etc. Sadly, there was a massive fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and many very angry people understand that. With each passing day, and unfortunately for the radical left crazies, more and more facts are coming out. Other than that, happy Easter. Now, yes, every passing day, we're seeing more and more information come out about the elections. Wait until we get the reports on the forensic audits. The laws are changing. Now we're going to flex our muscle and show the swamp how powerful we are. It has begun. And this is the other statement that Trump put out on April 4th. It says, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country." Trump is letting everyone know what we all need to do. Now, I want to go back to when I mentioned that Captain Higgins, he visited Trump, and Captain Higgins said, "I had a very interesting meeting with him, and keep the faith. He can't discuss what they've discussed." So I want you to listen to this video of Captain Higgins, and you'll understand why Trump met with him. Take a listen.
America is a nation of workers. I'm a street cop, an old soldier. We are ready to get back to work. A husband, a father, a Christian. We're a nation of fighters. I'm Irish and English and German. When American men and women stand shoulder to shoulder, we cannot be defeated. This virus will not defeat us. No enemy has ever defeated us. We will stand strong as long as we stand as one. My story can be the tale of any American, regardless of color or creed.
I believe in unwavering recognition of civil rights,
political affiliation, or ideology.
You know, I'm a highly decorated street cop, a lowly decorated Christian.
Regardless of our heritage or where we stand upon the economic strata, America is bonded as one. I've often said in my career as a cop that a man's character shouldn't be measured by how he falls.
All of us fall. It's time for you to stand back up.
It should be measured by how he stands back up. In many ways, our nation has fallen.
We will be measured by how we stand it back up.
I ask you to set aside our differences and stand together as one nation under God, to stand as one people,
to stand together
beneath the glory of one flag.
Hold your brother's hand. Hold your sister's hand.
To stand as a nation reborn.
Let me lead you to a better day.
And let's stand America back up. Together, we can stand this thing back up. Our finest hour can yet lay ahead.
So now you can understand why Trump met with him, because he's telling everyone to stand back up, take back control. Trump, with his statements, is telling everyone, flex your muscle, show them who's in power here. Show them that the majority doesn't like what they're doing. And think about all those CEOs that are trying to push their agenda. Do you think they're going to have a job after this? Do you think they're going to go in the direction that they want to go? Do you think they're going to follow the deep state as sales drop, as ratings drop? Think about what's been happening with the National Football League, with NBA, with Major League Baseball. They're losing viewers. Now it's time to bring it to the other corporations. They're not in control. We are. They need us to survive. We don't need them to survive. There's other places we can go for products. We don't have to watch sports. The people are in control. And that brings me back to post 3,588. This is November 13, 2019. And this is a portion of it. It says, boomerang. Everything that we're seeing right now is coming back to hit the D's, to hit the mainstream media, to hit the deep state. And it says, you are witnessing the largest organized disinformation campaign to ever be perpetrated on the public. Trust yourself. Be free in your thoughts. The Great Awakening. Return power to the people. It's been a long time since we've had a non-corrupt president who works on behalf of the American people and not himself. America is no longer for sale. And I want to go back to Trump's tweet on March 17th, 2020, when the pandemic first began and China, the deep state, the central bank attacked us. Yes, we were attacked. It was infiltration from within. It's a war. It's a different type of war. It's not a shooting war, but it is a war. And Trump put this out. The world is at war with a hidden enemy. And in caps, he says, we will win. And you can see his plan. You can see that it's about bringing the people back together to take full control, to show the deep state and to break the deep state. And it's already begun. And people are going to start to do it. And you're going to see these companies say, you know, we can't do what you want because we are losing too many sales. This is not what we thought. The people are not going along with it. And you're going to see things completely change. Trump knew this all along. I think we all knew this all along. But we're at that point now where the people, they're reaching a certain level, which is the precipice. The people are waking up, and the people are going to show the deep state, the corporations, who is in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.